Good morning. We continue with our study of the psukim leading up to Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Today we continue with the second of the psukim in Shofros, Vayi Kol HaShofar Holech V'Chazek Ma'od, prior to Matan Torah. The sound of the shofar continued to grow and get stronger. Moshe Yidaber, Moshe spoke for Elokim Ya'anenu B'Kol HaShem, answered him with a voice. What's the issue, Zobia? There sound to be like two separate lessons to be learned. The sound of the shofar growing, and also at the same time, the fact that Moshe spoke and God answered with the same idea, with that idea of kol. What is the message to be contained here, and how is it supposed to inspire us in our tefillah? So the Chizkuni, in Parshas Bereishis, notes another time where we find kol Hashem holech v'chazek, and that was all the way back in Gan Eden. For us to understand, says the Chizkuni, that there's a difference between the way God's voice works versus that of a human being, which shows us that Kol Hashem, that the sound of God's voice is always strong and will always win out in the end. And there is a lesson within that, to listen to the sound of God, that God doesn't tire out, and that we can grow when we look to listen to that sound. And the Radamsky Rebbe, the Tfer Shlomo, and much earlier in the Toldos Yitzchak, they both point out that there's a difference in the Kol HaShofar. Kol HaShofar often goes and starts at a low, and then it starts in a certain state, and then it ends even lower. You blow a shofar, for instance, today, you find that if a person keeps blowing, the sound gets lower and lower as time goes. God's world doesn't work that way. God doesn't start low, He ends high. And the Kli Yakar says it's also never-ending. And I think there's a message to be contained in there, the understanding that Kol Hashem is forever. It's something that stays strong forever, and we can grow from that as well. The Netziv in Harachev Davar adds that we find this even within the Galos, where Torah Shebal Peh was also identified there within. Rabbi Menachem Rikanti adds that there is a concept over here of understanding the Nevuah power of Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, Moshe Yidaber V'Alokim Ya'anenu B'Kol, is unique, and that is also one of the fundamentals of our faith, the understanding that Moshe Yidaber V'Alokim Ya'anenu B'Kol, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him, is something that's important. And I think all three need to be on our minds when we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. On the one hand, we use Matan Torah as an opportunity for us to realize God's voice is forevermore. That which we received at Mamad Har Sinai was not a moment of shock and awe. It's a forever of shock and awe. It's a system where we will forever appreciate that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought out to us. At the same time, we have an opportunity for us to connect and realize that that message carries within it our responsibilities back to Him. As the Netziv pointed out to us, that we connect forevermore through our own traditions, through the power of Torah Shebal Peh, in addition to Torah Shebiksav, and also the understanding that God's voice always wins out. We tend to scream and yell, and we find all sorts of voices in our lives. And if we make it our business to realize that the voice of Hashem is the one we should be listening out for, it's the loudest one. But if we make it our business to realize that it's the voice we should be listening for, we should certainly be able to find it, and we should be able to hearken and listen, and from there, to grow and achieve a Shana Tova, a good year for us, and a year that will be filled with bracha and hatzlach. Everyone have a wonderful, terrific day, a Shabbat Shalom, and a Shana Tova.